Rock, country, soul, and more. Coast 1079.
Three big bangers together there were Stanley Clarke, George Duke, and the vocals, Gerald Alston. You know him from the lead vocalist of the Manhattans, you know, Hurt and Kiss and Say Goodbye. Katie, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's better. I can hear you now.
Yay. Yeah.
Welcome along to Coast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well,
thank
you.
Thanks for bringing me on, by the way.
Hey, you're very welcome. I'm awful sorry. You know, your dad and I go back an awful long way, and I'm awful sorry that I missed the launch and your birthday party.
Oh, no, it's fine. Don't worry. Everyone was cheering me on, whoever wasn't there, and whoever was. I was made up with the turnout, to be honest. I didn't expect so many people to come along, and I brought it back home because I'm living in London now. So
yes.
I thought, it'd be nice to bring it back home anyway, because it's my birthday, and it's sentimental to me, really, because it's my first kind of homegrown album.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just thought it would be a small thing, but then I noticed more and more invites, like, the invites I sent out, I was getting quite a lot back, and, no, it truly was, like, the best year, best day of the year, I think, for me, so, yeah.
And a good venue as well, Katie.
Yeah, well, to be honest, it's held at the 22 Club. It was actually in Ormskirk, not Liverpool. Again,
yeah.
I'm taking it back home, really. But it was, I don't know, I went for that because I've always grown up there singing songs.
Yes.
As a kid, because, like, the local kind of, like, family, friends, local unit of musicians kind of go there. And they still go there on a Sunday night.
Yeah, it's good fun.
The other mic. Yeah, so I took it there, really, because, again, it's always been there for me, so
yeah.
It worked out really well, and it's a good venue. It's really big, spacious. It was perfect for it. Yeah.
Mm. And you had your friend Robert Vincent there.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, he blew me away. I actually had quite a few really good people on. I had Ellen and Ellie as well. You might have heard of her.
Yeah.
She's doing well. And they're both absolutely amazing. And then I had a country friend who I will be singing with soon in the future, maybe, called Abby Inez.
Oh, right.
She was great. She came all the way from, where did she come from? Oh, God. Birmingham? I can't remember now.
Okay.
Anyway, she made a special trip down and then had Rob, and then I was on. I was actually terrified to be playing. I was like, oh, my God, these guys are so good. But luckily it went well, so.
Yeah.
No, it was a good night. I had a great time.
Brilliant, brilliant. And, of course, the week leading up to the launch of the album and your birthday, we had the album of the week here on our radio station, and you know, the reports and the feedback was really, really good.
Really?
Yeah.
I made up then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always didn't worry, but I always wondered how people would take the album, to be honest, because it's quite niche, I think.
It's quirky.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Like, obviously, you'd place it in pop and country, but I still kind of thought it's a bit different. So, but it's nice. People have actually been responding to it really, really well.
Yeah, I think the album artwork that you've done is brilliant.
Ah, thanks very much.
And where did the name come from, Dizzy?
So it took me ages and ages and ages to come up with one of the songs. One of the songs with the name.
Yeah.
Then I wrote a song called Dizzy, and then in the end I was like, that sounds quirky.
Yeah.
I'll use that. So that's kind of what it was. And I'd kind of linked themes of fairgrounds and sweets and cake and
yes.
things I like, really, all through the songs. And
yeah.
I thought, like, Dizzy, like the rides, and I don't know, it just kind of fit for the whole theme I was kind of placing it all on.
Yeah.
So it all came together in the end. It took
good.
A while, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, the week before, you were at the O2 in London.
Yeah. It's been a really good few weeks. Yeah, it's good. So I managed to get on to C2C, Country to Country Festival. It's pretty much, like, one of the biggest country festivals in the UK, because obviously country is an up-and-coming thing. And... Again, amazing turnout. They had people like Lady Antebellum playing. If you're a country fan, you'll know who they are.
Yeah.
So they had me on one of the pop-ups, which I couldn't believe they got me on. Because, again, I'm kind of starting out, yeah. So that was a great opportunity for me. I managed to bring along loads of CDs and sold a few. That was very weird for me as well, because I'm not used to that.
Right.
It was like my first kind of thing, really. It was brilliant. Again, I can't really top it, so...
No,
yeah.
No. We do, on this radio station, Mike Swift, he does a country show, but it's a contemporary country. And
yeah.
If you're around tomorrow night, try and have a listen, because it's on from 7 till 10.
Oh, really? that's good.
It's contemporary country, and he talks to loads of different people. And of course he goes delving in very, very deep to artists, and we've got Ward Thomas coming in the studio next week.
Oh, no way. Yeah, they were at CTC. I've actually seen a few gigs, not a few gigs, but I've been to one of the gigs and they blew me away. I thought they were really sweet. And the Shires as well, have you got onto them?
Yes, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've just broke into the UK top 10 album chart. So
right.
That's like the first UK country band to be in the chart.
Yeah.
So that's great. They're really nice guys. I was actually speaking to them about some future projects as well. So I hopefully that takes off.
Mm.
But I can't say too much yet.
No, I know a little bit more than you think I know. Cause, it's all right. I'm not going to say it over the airways, so don't worry. But if you have a listen to Mike tomorrow night, and if you keep him with a link with Mike, he'll certainly keep you up to date with what's going on, and vice versa.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I'll do that.
You know, the other thing was, now you've got your album out. I mean, are you 19?
I've just turned 20.
You just turned 20. Okay, so you got your first album out. It's all self-penned. Self-promotion,
yeah.
You've got the launch, you're down in London, songs are being played, you've been to the O2 for the Country Fest. What do you foresee for the future, Katie?
Well, I've been doing all of this stuff, and to be fair, it stresses me out a bit, but I love doing it. But I've done it all alongside a 9-to-5 job. And I kind of obviously want to be in a position in the future where I can actually do it as a full-time thing and make my videos a full-time thing, write songs, because it's just in me to do that. And I love my job, obviously. And I just want to have the balance of those things, because I feel like I'm living quite an unbalanced life
right.
at the moment. But at the same time, I'm still managing to get a whole album out by myself and making the videos and putting the launch on, obviously with the help of family and friends, which was amazing. Yeah, but in terms of what I see now, I just hope that hopefully the sales from the album can kind of go towards me actually setting up a studio for myself so I can also record all my tracks.
Right.
Because I do everything of my production. The only thing that goes, which isn't down with that, is that I go to my friend's studio and we put the songs together in like a day. And I'd just love to spend the time to be able to do that by myself and add all the intricate parts that I could hear, which I just didn't have time or the money to do that in the studio. So that's my aim, really, is to be producing my own tracks and hopefully be in a position in the future where I can do this full time.
Okay, what about going on the road, Katie?
Going on the road? You mean touring and stuff? It scares me, the idea, to be honest, but I'd love to maybe do some sort of co-headline tours with some people. And I think eventually what I'm trying to do really is just now I've got the album, I'm trying to just push it out there to as many people as possible, hoping that they'll like it. And then hopefully that means that I have a big enough audience to then be able to go on the road. So I'm pretty much going through a phase where I'm just trying to build my profile. I've got a product there which I hope people like. Again, it's designed by me. I've got the CDs where I've actually designed all the stuff, and it's just a nice thing, physical, tangible thing for someone to have, and the money towards it goes towards good use of me being able to put together my next project, and I can actually produce my music as So that's a kind of roundabout thing of where I'm at, really.
Have you got plenty of music in the bank to sort of get ready for penning another album, or?
I definitely do. So that album that I've just released, Dizzy, is pretty much a collection of my earlier songs, which I kind of wanted to put to use. And they're kind of poppy, chirpy, and I was always trying to keep people happy with this over-dramatized, Dolly-esque kind of feel. Whereas I write a lot of songs which are kind of more intricate on the guitar, really. Because I feel like I didn't really show my cross-picking country guitar playing, and I would love to kind of bring together a more developed version of my writing, more developed guitar parts. So that's how I'm kind of seeing it next. But obviously not straying too far from where I am, because that's pretty much me.
Yeah.
I've not been affected by any sort of management or label.
No, I know you're not that sort of lady, are you? You just get on with
it.
Yeah,
I've totally just done what I want. So I'm going to try to keep the essence of who I am in anything that I do, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I'm sure your dad will keep you level-headed as well, love.
God, yeah. Kate, that sounds awful.
I know, nobody, if he's listening, he knows what I mean. What about Nashville, Katie? Have you been across, or are you itching to go?
I haven't, yeah, of course, I'm itching to go. It's the place where they all go, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've had a few, actually, things on the boil about talks about going over there, but I can't really give any information away right now before it's set in stone.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to go over there. And, yeah. I would love to go.
Okay.
That's all I'll say.
Well, look, I know you've just come in from work, and you've taken the time out to join us here on Coast. Just before you go, who are the sort of people you look up to, Katie? Who are your sort of mentors in this business?
I think one's quite obvious. People kind of say it quite a lot, and I think it started as subconscious, but I think the more I've kind of learned about her, Dolly Parton, and her charm.
Yeah.
And also just the way she is business minded, but she's got this air about her where she knows what she wants and she'll do it, but she won't trample on people, so it doesn't seem anyway. She just seems like a genuine person,
yeah,
who has a passion, and she's clever enough to not let anyone kind of, yeah, I just think she's great, her ethic, her work ethic, and I just kind of, not that I'm imitating, but I am inspired by that, but I think that's in my nature anyway to be like that. But I think if I'm going to compare myself to like someone that I want to look up to,
yeah,
I'm particularly inspired by her and her personality, maybe more so than the music, to be honest.
Okay. Well, look, that's brilliant, that, Katie. Thanks for your time tonight. Try and have a listen to Mike tomorrow and keep in touch with us. Now you've linked up with us on Facebook and Twitter.
Definitely.
As I say, we're still playing the album, and Mike puts a show together tomorrow night that I know you will enjoy. It's called Contemporary Country. Have a nose in, have a listen, and by all means, take part in it, by all means.
Yeah, definitely, I'd love that.
Next time you come back home, we need you in the studio to play live for us.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'd love to do that.
All right, Katie.
Brilliant.
Well, you take
so
care
much
of yourself. I'm so pleased that the launch went well. You had a great birthday. And, you know, you are going to be a massive, massive lady out there in the world of your music. Just take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks,
Katie.
That means a lot. Bye.
Yeah, you take care. Bye-bye, lovey. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
There we go, there's an up-and-coming artist. She's so level-headed, that girl. She's just 20, and her name is Katie Nicholas, and her debut album that she's self-penned, just launched, is called Dizzy. Have a listen, and I tell you now, you will not be disappointed.
Coast. Coast 1079. From the 60s to today. It's the music of your life.